Okay, before listening to the sermon,
read Mark
chapter 9.
مرقس فصل 9 رو بخونید.
And it sounds like all doom and gloom today because we started out reading from Matthew 24, which is the end times.
And
the part we're going to focus on from Mark 9 is the part about hell, eternal punishment.
Yeah,
and that's the title of my sermon, Everlasting Punishment. And I know this is not the most popular subject to talk about,
but
the Bible actually talks quite a bit about it. And we need to be reminded of this once in a while. And we need to be able to explain this doctrine to other people. Yeah, because there are people, a lot of people out there that have a wrong idea about what hell is.
And
that's because their information is not coming from the Word of God, but it's coming from cartoons, from movies, false religions.
Yeah.
It's the imagination of people. Or even with satanic influences that give them wrong ideas about what hell is. Now, of course, hell is not a place we can check out to see for ourselves.
Yeah,
so if we have any knowledge in regards to what hell is, it comes from God's word.
What God
has revealed to us.
Yeah,
and when we read what God has given to us, we believe it by faith.
Yeah,
just like we believe by faith, how we can go to heaven.
به بهش رفتنمون رو قبول میکنیم در مورد جهنم
رو باید با ایمان قبول
کنیم. انجیل رو با ایمان قبول میکنیم.
Yeah.
این هم با ایمانه.
And that changed our eternal destiny from hell to heaven.
زمانی که به عیسی مسیح انجیل ما میاریم نتیجه مقصد ابدیمون از جهنم به بهش تبدیل شده.
Now, some will say, I know about this. I've heard about this already. I know I'm not going there because I'm saved.
Yeah.
Why do we need to have an understanding about hell? Yeah, we're good to go. First of all, we need sometimes a reminder of where we are saved from.
یادآوری لازم داریم که بدونیم از چی نجات پیدا کردیم و فراموش می‌کنیم که از چه آزاد شدیم.
And being reminded of what we are saved from.
و یادآوری از آن چه از چه نجات پیدا کردیم.
Your appreciation for the Savior.
سپاسگزاریمون و ارزش اون نجات دهنده برامون عزیزتره.
As we will see today, we are saved from a horrific destiny.
از چیز نتیجه و مقصد خیلی وحشتناکی نجات پیدا کردیم.
And being reminded should increase our thankfulness to God.
و سپاسگزاریمون رو از خداوند بیشتر کنه و شکرگزارتر بشیم.
It also shows us the ugliness of sin.
و نشون میده که چقدر گناه کثیفه و زشته.
Yeah, hell will make sin look very, very sinful.
جهنم
exceedingly sinful.
گناه رو کاملاً گناه‌آلود نشون میده.
But we not only need to be reminded as the saved,
نه تنها باید یادمون باشه به عنوان نجات پیدا کردیم، بلکه باید یادآوری کنیم برای اونهایی که نجات ندارن.
Because we have to warn people for
که
hell.
که خطر بکنیم از اونها و اونها را از آتش جهنم بیرون
بکشیم. We have to warn people for the wrath to come.
باید از خطری که منتظرشون اون خشمی که منتظرشون آزاد کنیم.
That we have an understanding of what hell is.
و درک کردن اینکه جهنم چیست.
Should motivate us greatly to God's soul winning preaching the
gospel. و ما را تشویق کنه که بریم و انجیل عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, and when we are out there, we need to be able to explain this to people and answer their questions about it. It happens regularly that we talk with people
معمولاً با مردم صحبت می‌کنیم.
They have a completely wrong understanding of what hell is.
و معمولاً مردم نمی‌دونن جهنم.
And mostly people believe in the sugar-coated version of hell.
معمولاً جهنمی که دورش شکر مالیدن رو قبول دارن.
Very far removed from what the Bible actually tells us hell is.
که در حقیقت یه جوری متفاوت‌تر از اونی که واقعاً جهنم هست.
And lastly, if you're unsaved,
اما اگه شما ایمان نداریم، امروز ایمان نداریم و داریم موعظه رو
گوش می‌دیم.
یا مطمئن نیستی که 100% ایمان داریم.
This sermon should make you extremely
extremely uncomfortable.
این موعظه شاید واقعا ناراحتت کنه.
It should put fear in your heart.
شاید ترس توی قلبت ایجاد کنه.
Yeah, not so you have to live in fear for the rest of your life.
ابد با ترس زندگی کنی.
But so you have fear that you're going to go seek after God and get saved, so you don't have to go there.
ایمانمون رو بر روی خداوند بذاریم و از این مقصد جهنم نجات پیدا کنیم.
Let's go through some scriptures and
چند تا آیه بخونیم.
Work through what the Bible says about this.
کلام خداوند در مورد جهنم چی بهمون
میگه. Start with going to Matthew 7.
متا 7 آیه 13 تا
14. Read verses 13 and 14. Enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
از در تنگ داخل شوید، زیرا فراخ است آن در و وسیع است آن طریقی که منتهی به هلاکت است و آنانی که بدان داخل می شوند بسیارند. زیرا تنگ است آن در و دشوار است آن طریقی که منتهی به حیات است و یابندگان آن کم.
Yeah, so there's only two ways given here.
دو طرف وجود داره.
You're either on the way that leads to destruction.
یا راهی هستی که به جهنم میرسه.
Or you are on the way that leads to life.
یا به مسیری هستی که به زندگی.
There's simply no more other options.
هیچ انتخاب دیگه وجود نداره.
Yeah, there's this false idea out there.
بعضی ها اعتقاد علکی دارن.
Yeah, called a temporary hell or purgatory.
که میگن جهنم موقتی.
Yeah, in place where you're not ready for heaven yet.
هنوز آماده نیستی برای بهشت.
You're being purified and pay for your sins and then later on you go to heaven.
گناهانتو میدی بعد یواش یواش از یعنی حالت برزخ از برزخ میری به بهشت.
Now that's not salvation.
این نجات.
That's not a free gift.
این هدیه مجانی نیست. اون انجیل نیست. خودت باید هزینه
کنی. That's not good news.
و این خبر خبر خوش نیست.
Yeah, it comes from like a major false religion that believes this, for example, is the Catholic Church.
کلیسای کاتولیک به این اعتقاد داره در حقیقت.
And here's the good news, yeah, but they will say you can pay.
خبر خوشش اینه که میتونی پرداخت کنی.
You can pay for your loved ones who are dead, who died, and they say are in purgatory.
در اونایی که عزیزانت که در برزخ هستن اینجا برای ایمانشون پرداخت کنی که اونها رو از برزخ نجات بدی.
And if you pay to the church,
اگر هزینه رو به کلیسا
پرداخت کنی, it will shorten their time and make it easier for them.
پول به کلیسا بدی بعد زمان برزخ مردگانتون کم میشه.
If you're unsaved parent or your parent that has lived badly,
مادر بزرگ و پدر بزرگت یا مامان و بابات که بعد
your favorite uncle dies,
یا اون دایی مورد علاقت که ایمان نداشت,
they say, hey, you can relieve them,
آزادشون کن
by paying money to the church.
با پول دادن به کلیسا.
Yeah, that sounds like a scam.
به نظر کلاهبرداری.
Yeah, and it is a scam.
کلاهبرداری است.
Yeah, the Bible teaches that there's nothing in between.
کلام خداوند میگه ما بین این دنیا و
اون. There's one way that leads to destruction.
یک راه به مجازات میرسونه.
There's one way that leads to life.
و یک راه به زندگی ابدی.
And once you are arrived at one of those destinations,
وقتی به اون مقصد و مسیر رسیدی,
nothing can change it anymore.
هیچ چیزی اونو شما نمیتونه عوض کنه.
That will be the place where you spend eternity.
جایی هست که ابدیت رو در اون میذاری.
Yeah, when I was young, we had these youth meetings at the church where I was going to in Holland.
نوجوانی داشتیم که تو کلیسا می‌رفتیم در اون شرکت.
They had this poster on the wall. Which always drew my attention.
که همیشه توجه منو تو کلیسا.
And they basically had visualized Matthew 7, 13 and 14.
متا 7, 13 و 14 رو کشیدن.
Yeah, one side you had a broad way that led to hell.
یه طرفش
big burning fire.
بزرگ می‌رفت به سمت آتش.
And then there was this narrow way which was going up.
که خیلی کوچیک به سمت بالای کوه می‌رفت.
Yeah, which actually went up to a mountain, so it's a harder path. Kind of that, and then it will go to heaven.
و میرفت به بهشت و اون صلیب بود.
Yeah, two ways, and there were no ways in between.
و بین این جاده و اون جاده هیچ جاده ای نبود.
Now, so that had an impression on me.
و اون همون پوستر من رو بیدار کرد.
Today, I want to let you feel the gravity of this reality, that there is heaven and that there is hell.
جاذبه واقعی این حقیقت وجود جهنم رو تجربه کنید.
Because most people you will see today,
چون اکثر مردم دنیای امروز که می‌بینید خارج از کلیسا تو اتوبوس
on the streets,
تو خیابون,
yeah, they will go to hell. They are on the wide path, the broad way that leads to destruction.
همشون به اون جاده بزرگی که به نابودی داره میرسه.
Mothers holding babies.
مادرهایی که نوزاداشون رو بغل کردن.
Teenagers playing in a park.
نوجوانهایی که دارن تو پارک بازی میکنن.
Grandpas playing a game.
پدر بزرگایی که دارن بازی میکنن توی پارک.
Young men walking around doing their thing.
اون جوانهایی که دارن تو خیابون راه میرن. هر کدوم رو نگاه کنید.
Most people that we will see today are on a path that leads to hell.
به مقصد جهنم در حال حرکت.
Yeah, and they will come to a point
به جایی میرسن
where there's no more return.
که دیگه نمیتونن برگردن.
Yeah, for most people we know that is when they die.
زمان مرگشون آخرین لحظه دیگه حق انتخاب
ندارن. Yeah, some of course become reprobates because they just deny the truth.
درست بعضیا اینقدر حقیقت خداوند رو چندین بار رد میکنن قبل از
مرگشون. There comes a point that there's no return.
اما به جایی میرسه که دیگه راه برگشتی نداره. که ایمانشون مهرموم میشه.
And most people do not realize what is awaiting for them.
اکثر مردم درک نمیکنن.
It is too late.
منتظر چی هستن تا زمانی که دیگه وقت ندارن تصمیم بگیرن.
So let's look at the first time the word hell is actually mentioned in the Bible.
اولین کلمه‌ای که در کتاب مقدس از جهنم استفاده شد.
Read verses 15-25. And it's a lot of scriptures, but I want you to get the feeling of what surrounds.
ولی میخوام درک کنید.
The first time that the word hell is mentioned.
جهنم چه کلمه‌ایه؟
But Yeshurun walks fat and kicked. Thou art waxen fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations, provoked him to anger. They sacrificed him to devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not, of the rock they begat thee, thou are mindful and has forgotten God that had formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very froward generation, children and womb is no faith. They have moved me into jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities. I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I'll provoke them to anger with a foolish nation, for a fire is kindled in mine anger, and shall burn unto the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischiefs upon them, I will spend mine arrows upon them. They shall be burned with hunger, and devoured with burning heat, and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of the beast upon them, with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword without and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the circling also with the man of gray hairs.
اما یشرون فربه شد و لگد زد. تو فربه و چاق و تنومند شدی. خدایی را که صانع او بود ترک گفت و صخره نجات خود را خار شمرد. به خدایان بیگانه او را به غیرت آوردند و به رجاسات خیش خشم او را برانگیختند. برای دیوهایی که خدا نبودند قربانی تقدیم کردند، برای خدایانی که هرگز نشناخته بودند، برای خدایان نو که تازه پدیدار گشته بودند، خدایانی که پدرانتان ترس آنها را به دل نداشتند، به صخره ای که تو را تولید کرد اعتنا نکردی و خدایی را که تو را به دنیا آورد از یاد بردی. خداوند این را دید و از ایشان بیزار شد، زیرا که پسران و دخترانشان او را به خشم آوردند. پس فرمود روی خود را از ایشان خواهم پوشانی تا ببینم سرانجامشان چه خواهد شد، زیرا که نسلی منحرفند و فرزندانی که وفایی در ایشان نیست. به آنچه خدا نیست غیرت مرا برانگیختند، به بت‌های باطل خیش مرا به خشم آوردند. پس به واسطه آنان که قومی نیستند ایشان را به غیرت خواهم آورد و به واسطه قومی نادان خشمشان را برخواهم انگیخت، زیرا آتشی از خشم من افروخته است که تا به اعماق حاوی زبانه می کشد، زمین را با محصولش می سوزاند و اساس کوها را مشتعل می سازد. بلاها بر سر آنها خواهم انباشت و تیرهای خود را بر ایشان صرف خواهم کرد. از گرسنگی کاهیده خواهند شد، از طاعون و وبای جانکا تلف خواهند گردید. دندانهای وحوش را بر ایشان خواهم فرستاد و زهر جانورانی را که بر خاک می خزند. شمشیر از بیرون داغدارشان خواهد کرد و دهشت از درون بر ایشان مستولی خواهد شد. بر مردان جوان و دوشیزگان به یکسان، بر شیرخوارگان و ریش سفیدان جملگی.
And so the very first time we'll see the word hell being mentioned in the Bible.
جهنم در کتاب مقدس نام برده میشه.
It's surrounded
دوره
with God being angry, very angry with the wicked people,
yeah?
But it says they have no faith. Yeah, God is talking about here about his pouring out his wrath on these people. Yeah, when we go out soul winning, we are warning people for the wrath to come.
اعلام خطر میکنیم برای مردم.
We are warning them that they stand condemned before God.
که محکومند در مقابل خدا.
Yeah, we show them their sin against God.
نشون میدیم گناهشون بر ضد خدا.
We show them there's consequences to their sin.
نتیجه گناهشون چیه؟
And the consequences are going to hell.
نتیجه گناه مرگه.
Yeah, John 3:18. He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Yeah, so they're not on a path where it's kind of undecided.
No,
they are on a path, if they don't change that, that will lead them to hell. Yeah, they're condemned already.
همون موقع محکومن.
Yeah, they need to get themselves on the way that leads to life.
خودشون رو باید به مسیری برسونن که
بتونه بهش برسونن. And if they die without Christ, it will be too late.
اگر کسی بدون مسیح بمیره دیگه وقتش از دست داده، دیگه دیره.
They're condemned already.
همون لحظه احتیاج به نجات دارن.
They need to be warned.
محکومن به خاطر گناهشون. باید اعلام خطر بهشون بشه.
Hell is real.
جهنم افسانه نیست. جهنم واقعی است.
It's not some symbolic idea.
یک سمبولی نیست.
God is trying to say that he's not okay with sin.
خداوند سمبول بگه که اینجوری بهتون ثابت کنم که گناه.
When the Bible talks about hell,
وقتی کتاب مقدس در مورد جهنم صحبت میکنه,
it's talking about an actual place.
در مورد یه قسمت واقعی صحبت میکنه, یه جای واقعی.
Before I go on, I want to
قبل از اینکه ادامه بدم,
give you some more terms that the Bible uses for hell.
میخوام چند تا کلمه و اسمایی رو که خداوند برای جهنم استفاده میکنه رو بهتون نام ببرم.
As a pit.
جهنم
رو به عنوان Isaiah 14:15.
Isaiah 14:15.
Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit.
اما به هاویه پایین آورد. 15
درسته
18. 15. Isaiah 14:15.
اما به هاویه پایین آورده شدی و به اعماق گودال فرود آمدی.
Yeah. So hell is compared to a pit here. Brought down to hell, not up.
جهنم با چاه اعماق
down
شده پایین برده
to the size
شده.
Of the pit.
Go to
Ezekiel. Ezekiel 31:16. I made the nations to shake at the sound of his fall, when I cast him down to hell with them that descend into the pit. And all the trees of Eden, the choice and best of Lebanon, all the drink water shall be comforted in the nether parts of the earth.
و چون او را به آنان که به گودال فرو می روند به هاویه فرو افکنم، ملتها را از صدای سقوطش به لرزه خواهم انداخت. آنگاه همه درختان عدن و برگزیده ترین و نیکوترین درختان سیراب لبنان در اسفلهای زمین تسلی خواهند یافت.
Again, cast down to hell.
بعد دوباره به جهنم فرستاده خواهد شد.
Descend in the pit.
به اون چاه عمیق فرستاده شده.
Go to Revelation.
مکاشفه.
Revelation 9.
19.
And read verses 1 and 2.
آیه 1 و 2.
And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven into the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit.
و چون فرشته پنجم شیپور را نواخت، ستاره‌ای را دیدم که بر زمین افتاده بود و کلید چاه حاویه بدو داده شد و چاه حاویه را گشاد و دودی چون دود تنوری عظیم از چاه بالا آمد و خورشید و هوا از دود چاه تاریک گشت.
Yeah, so here a bottomless pit is mentioned.
یه چاه بی انتها نام برده
شده. Yeah, it's down.
پایینه.
Yeah, it's like a great furnace.
مثل یک تنور میمونه.
And of course this is also talking about hell.
و اینم در مورد جهنم داره صحبت می‌کنه.
And we see this again coming back in Revelation 20.
مکاشفه 20 هم دوباره نام میبره از این مسئله.
And I saw an angel come down from heaven. Sorry, that's that was the wrong one. Read Revelation 20, 1 and 3.
یک پس.
No, it's right. I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season.
و دیدم فرشته ای را که از آسمان نازل می شود و کلید چاه بی انتها را دارد و زنجیری بزرگ در دست وی است. و اژدها یعنی مار کهن را که ابلیس و شیطان می باشد گرفتار کرده، او را تا مدت 1000 سال در بند نهاد و او را به چاه بی انتها انداخت و در را بر او بسته مهر کرد تا امتها را دیگر گمراه نکند تا مدت 1000 سال به پایان رسد و بعد از آن می باید اندکی رهایی یابد.
Yeah, so here we see Satan has been thrown. Yeah, he will be thrown in the bottomless pit.
در اون چاه بی انتها.
And will be held there for 1000 years.
He will spend 1000 years in hell. تو جهنم چاه و شیطان.
Till he's allowed to get out again.
تا اجازه خروج داشته.
Yeah, and he will again deceive the nations.
و بعد اجازه میده دوباره ملت رو گول بزنه.
This idea about a bottomless pit also gives us a good idea about where hell is.
و بهمون نشون میده که جهنم واقعا کجاست.
It's a place.
یک مکانه.
Yeah, the Bible talks about going down to hell.
میگه میری پایین.
Yeah, descending in the pit.
و میافتی میری پایین پایین رفتنه.
Yeah, and if it's a pit without a bottom.
اگه چاهی که انتها نداره.
Yeah, it has to be in the heart of the earth.
در حقیقت درست وسط زمینه.
Because the only way the straight statement could be true from every point you're standing on the planet.
هر قسمتی که بخوای وایسی انتها نداری، اونی که درست قلب زمین
باشه. That would actually be a pit without a bottom.
در حقیقت قلب زمین جاییه که یک چاه بی انتها.
Yeah, hell is a real place. It has a location.
پس یک مکان داره خدا.
And it is in the heart of the earth. Go to Matthew 12.
Verse 40.
For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
زیرا همان همچنان که یونس 3 شبانه روز در شکم ماهی ماند، پسر انسان نیز 3 شبانه روز در شکم زمین خواهد.
Now, where did the Son of Man go? Which is for Jesus?
For 3 days and 3 nights. 3 روز و 3 شب در کجا رفت؟
In the heart. Of the earth.
قلب زمین.
And the picture that is given is a story of Jonah.
یونسه.
Where he was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale.
ماهی.
Now let's go to that story for a moment and read 2 verses there. Jonah 2, verse 1 and 2. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, out of the fish belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice.
و یونس از شکم ماهی نزد یهوه خدای خود دعا کرد و گفت، در تنگی خیش نزد خداوند فریاد برآوردم و او مرا مستجاب فرمود. از شکم حابیه فریاد کمک سر دادم و تو آواز مرا شنیدی.
Yeah, so Jonah cries out of the belly of hell, he says. And of course, Jonah was one of the prophets. And the New Testament refers back to this story. And it says, hey, there was a picture of what Jesus was going to do.
Yeah?
Because Jesus would go into the heart of the earth. And this is not referring to a stone that was rolled over a cave.
Yeah, where his body,
was his physical body was laid down.
Yeah,
this talks about hell. Go to Acts 2:27. Yeah, where it talks about Jesus, because thou will not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption.
در عالم مردگان نخواهی گذاشت و اجازه نخواهی داد که قدوس تو فساد را ببیند.
Yeah, Jesus Christ is the Holy One.
عیسی مسیح فریاد میزنه.
Yeah, where was his soul?
جانش کجا بود؟
His soul was in hell.
تو جهنم بود.
And somehow a lot of Christians struggle with this concept.
بعضی از مسیحیان درک کنم براشون سخت قبول کنن.
And they will say, oh, Jesus went to hell when he died on the cross.
عیسی بعد از گروسالیب مرد رفت جهنم.
That's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
Did he not take our place?
Yeah.
What punishment did we deserve? Our sins condemn us to hell. So why is it surprising to you that Jesus paid for our sins in hell? Yeah. What do you think those burning offerings would represent?
They were
not to cook the lamb.
سمبول چی بوده؟ برای پختن گوسفند نبوده که.
They were to make it ready with fire. They were burned. They were to burn it with fire.
با آتش می‌سوزوندنش.
And burn it completely.
کاملا می‌سوزوندنش.
Yeah, Jesus was the sacrificial lamb that was slain.
و برای بود که قربانی شد برای گناهان همه سوخت.
Yeah, Jesus paid it all to him.
عیسی مسیح همه رو پرداخت کرد. همش مال او از او بده.
Hell is real. جهنم واقعی است. در عمق زمینه.
It's also referred to as a pit or a bottomless pit.
به اون هم چاه بی انتها، چاه نامیده میشه.
And the soul of Jesus went for 3 days and 3 nights.
جان عیسی مسیح سه شب و سه روز رفت توی جهنم که مجازات من و شما رو پرداخت.
Some people will say, "Ah, but Jesus sat on the cross; it is finished."
عیسی مسیح رفت روی صلیب، گفت تمام شد.
Are you saying it wasn't finished at the cross?
روی صلیب تموم نشد.
Now, a part of his ministry was finished on the cross.
از خدمتش در جهنم.
Yeah, he fulfilled that he would become.
زمین انجام شد.
Yeah, the lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world.
برای شد که قربانی شده بود از اول زمین برای گناهان دنیا.
Was everything finished that Jesus would ever do?
برای عیسی مسیح تا ابد انجام بده تموم شد، دیگه کاری نداشته برای ما.
No, it didn't end with the cross.
با صلیب تموم نشد.
Yeah, we just read his soul went to hell.
شنیدیم که جانش به جهنم.
We know he rose again the third day.
بعد از 3 روز از مردگان برخاست.
Interceding for us right now, right in the Father.
در کنار پدر، در دست راست پدر، برای ما میانجی.
He will pour out his wrath on this earth.
او خشمش رو در آخر بر روی زمین خواهد ریخت.
There will be a battle of the great day of God Almighty.
جنگ خدای مقدس در کتاب مکاشفه میگه اون جنگ گرمدلون.
Yeah, it's not finished.
هنوز تموم نشده.
There will be a millennium reign, a thousand-year reign, where Jesus rules with a rod of iron.
There will
be another battle, the battle of Gog and Magog, the Bible says. It's not finished. Yes, he finished the work he had to do
by
becoming the lamb that was slain.
There
are other things coming after that. And it's the gospel. The good news, not the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So the Bible talks about hell as the pit, the bottomless pit.
And
I want to give you another term that the Bible uses. And that is the lake of fire. And sometimes people are a little bit confused about this. What is the lake of fire? What is hell? And the answer is, it's in the location. Let's look at the references we find in the book of Revelation. Go to Revelation 19. And the context here is the events that are taking place at the end of when God is pouring out his wrath on this earth. And at the very beginning of the millennium reign of Christ. Revelation 19 and read verse 20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worship his image. These both were cast alive into in a lake of burning, a lake of fire burning with brimstone.
و وحش گرفتار شد و پیامبر دروغین با وی که پیش از او معجزات ظاهر می‌کرد تا به آنها آنانی را که نشان وحش را دارند و تمثال او را می‌پرستند گمراه کند. این هر دو زنده به دریاچه افروخته شده به دیگر پرداخته شدند.
So in the future,
yeah,
because this has not happened yet. Yeah, the beast who is the Antichrist and his false prophet will be cast directly into the lake of fire. Now, skip to Revelation 20, verse 10. And there we see the devil being cast into the lake of fire. And this happens all the way at the end. Yeah, just after the millennium reign, after the battle of Gog and Magog. Revelation 20:10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
و ابلیس که ایشان را گمراه می‌کند به دریاچه آتش و بوگرد انداخته شد، جایی که وحش و پیامبر دروغین هستند و ایشان تا ابد شبانه روز عذاب خواهند.
Yeah, it's where the beast and the false prophet are.
جایی که وحش و پیامبر دروغین هستند.
And it's not the same location.
درست همون جایی
است. As where the rest of the unsaved that died have gone.
جایی نیست که قبل از این هر کسی مرده بوده رفته.
And notice also that Satan,
فراموش نکنید,
is not in charge of these things.
شیطان قدرت و ریاستش رو نداره.
Yeah, he is being tormented there.
اونجا شکنجه میشه.
Yeah, Matthew 25:41. Yeah. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels.
پس افراد طرف چپ را گوید ای ملعونان از من دور شوید در آتش جاودانی که برای ابلیس و فرشتگان او آماده شده است.
Yeah, it was made for the devil and his angels. For their punishment.
و فرشتگانش برای مجازاتش فرستاد.
Not for their enjoyment.
نه برای لذتشون.
So they could go there and rule over people and punish people. No.
شیطان قدرت مجازات کنه مردم.
Satan and his devils are punished.
نه، شیطان اونجا مجازات نمیکنه. شیطان اونجا مجازات میشه.
Now and a couple verses later in Revelation 20.
مکاشفه 20 چند تا آیه دیگه هست.
Yeah, we see also that hell will be relocated from the heart of the earth to the lake of fire.
و جهنم از عمق زمین به اون دریاچه آتش منتقل
میشه. Again, this is at the very end.
آخرشه.
Of what the Bible tells us will happen.
در موردش به ما کتاب مقدس توضیح میده.
Verse 14 and 15. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
و مرگ و جهنم به دریاچه آتش انداخته شد. این مرگ دوم است و هر که در دفتر حیات مکتوب یافت نشد به دریاچه آتش افکنده
شد. So hell and the lake of fire are very similar.
جهنم و دریاچه آتش شبیه
هم. And eventually they become the same thing.
و آخر سر هم دوتاشون یکی میشن.
Yeah, the difference currently is location.
اما جای مکانشونه که مهمه. مقصدشون یکی، هدفشون یکیه.
Hell is a real thing.
جهنم واقعیه.
It's not fiction.
افسانه
نیست. In the heart of the earth at the moment.
در اون مرکز زمین
امروز. And in the future it'll be relocated into the lake of fire.
و در آینده هم منتقل میشه به اون دریاچه آتش.
Just looking at these few scriptures we already just brushed over.
و به همون چند تا آیه‌ای که ازش سری
گذشتیم. Yeah, hell is not a good place.
جهنم جای زیبایی نیست.
There's no positive mention of hell anywhere in the Bible.
مثبتی در مورد بهشت.
Yeah, because there are people, and I'm not going to go deeper into it, that teach that there's a good part of hell.
میگن یه قسمتی از جهنم جای خوبیه.
And they call it Abraham's bosom. But I've preached on that before. I'm not going to go into that now.
ابراهیم و قبلا در مورد زیر بغل ابراهیم صحبت کردیم.
Hell is a bad place. It's a place of torment.
جای مجازات.
Yeah, some people have this idea. This is a cool place to hang out.
یه باحاله. همه خوبا اونجا.
Yeah, they'll say things like, better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven.
بهتره که سلطنت کنیم در جهنم به جای اینکه خدمت کنیم در بهشت.
These people have no idea what they're saying.
اصلا نمیدونن واقعا این حرفشون یعنی چی.
They have no idea what is waiting for them.
واقعا نمیدونن چی انتظارشون رو داره میکشه.
There is no reigning in hell.
هیچ سلطنتی در جهنم وجود نداره.
Yeah. You're not going to hang out with your unsafe bodies in hell.
با دوستا و have a party there with Satan. میتون جشن ندارین که بریم اونجا جشن بگیریم با شیطان کباب درست کنیم.
Hell is an eternal.
جهنم ابدیه. ابدیت و مجازات ابدی.
Everlasting punishment.
مجازاتی است که ادامه‌واره.